attack at 8.net. So free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy it. It's on us. Let's go to the phones to start things out this hour. On the way, we're going to talk about dead dogs and sex, believe it or not. But first, it's Evan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Evan.
Thanks for putting me on. You know, I've listened to you guys for a couple of days, and when I heard you talk about drug prohibition, I just had to get on.
What's up? What's on your mind?
I hope no one's, no cops listening to this. The other day, I had a bit of marijuana. And it is literally now more difficult to get a lighter than it is, or cigarettes, it is more difficult to get a lighter than it is marijuana.
Are they carding for lighters in Virginia now?
Yeah, they card for lighters now. So
wow.
Since marijuana is completely illegal, it's easier for me to get that than a lighter.
You know, I don't know. Is that a law or is it a store policy? Because as I understood it down in Florida, it wasn't, I don't think it was a law, but there were some places where, like, you would scan the lighters and it would say on the little cash register or readout that you should check ID. I didn't feel like it was something that they had to do, because if they had to do it, they would have checked it, and they never checked ID on me on that one.
Well, in here in Virginia, if you go to any convenience store and you try, they ask for ID, and since I'm 16, not going to happen.
Wow.
Now, what about matches?
Matches still not carding. They card for spray paint now. They card for pretty much everything.
Everything fun.
Yeah, exactly. But, since marijuana is so illegal, not that. And
so you're telling me that Home Depot is going to card you on spray paint?
Yeah. Well, everywhere I go, I get carded.
I'm fine with Home Depot carding on spray paint. I'm just not fine with there being a law that they have to.
I mean, right. Lighters, though. Lighters are like, if you ever want to start a... there's just no reason to card for, lighters.
Hey, what if you're in the Boy Scouts or something?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was just thinking, there's so many legitimate uses for lighters. Do they not want
really
anyone under 18 starting a fire?
Yeah, it's just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, as you point out, just because you can't go and get the lighter at Walmart doesn't mean you can't go over to your uncle's pack of cigarettes if you're 10 years old or whatever, pull the lighter out of it. He's never going to know where it went. He'll go and buy another one. He'll figure he put it somewhere, and now you've got yourself a nice Bic that at the age of 10 will last you forever.
Yeah.
So just absolutely absurd. I mean, the idea that we need these laws to keep these things out of the hands of kids it doesn't work. You can't prohibit guns, you can't prohibit drugs, and you can't prohibit lighters.
Yeah, drug prohibition has made it literally easier for me to get marijuana than alcohol, lighters, spray paint, cigarettes, anything that's legal.
How easy is it?
I have any of my friends I could for marijuana.
You've got a selection of dealers. You can actually call up one dealer and get a price from him, call up another one and get a price from him.
I don't need to call someone up. I have 7 classes a day, at least 3 of those classes.
Is it available on campus every day?
I'm in high school, so no. Like, it would be available, if I was going to drive to their house afterward. But
I was
going to
say,
you're cool
to deal drugs on campus.
Yeah, and I had an interesting story. The other day, one of our students, he gave alcohol to another student. Now he's suspended indefinitely.
He did it on school campus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a dance.
So zero tolerance policy.
I could assault someone and get less than that. It's just absurd.
Probably true. Evan,
and this kid's a nice kid. Everyone likes him, but now he's not going to school anymore here just because he gave someone a little bit of tequila. It's absurd.
Hey, now he can stay at home and drink. Evan, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, man. Great one. 800-259-9231. There you go. You heard it straight from the mouth of a 16-year-old. Easier to get pot than anything else.
Now, the kid can probably go to one of those bad kids high schools after that. I'm not saying that I think that it's the right solution, but, he's probably still got...
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's sort of like a little mini jail for kids. So let's take the bad kids and put them all together with the other bad kids. I'm sure good things are going to come out of that.
He was drinking alcohol before. Let's see what other drugs he gets into once he hangs out with the bad kids at the bad kids' school.
Didn't we have... I think we had a girl call in about 6 months ago from Sarasota, our former stomping ground. And she had gone to one of the bad kids' schools.
Mm-hmm.
And as she described it was just terrible. I mean, as far as kids doing cocaine outside of class and just all kinds of bad things going on. You imagine that. You put bad kids together, you get even worse results.
I ended up at the bad kids' school in my senior year, and there wasn't cocaine.
What would your Christian school teachers think of that?
Well, if I would have stayed at the Christian school, I would have never ended up there. But
probably.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. So I wanted to talk about what's inevitably going to be a pretty controversial topic. And you have to be careful with this one. I mean, I don't want it to sound like we're pandering or anything, but this is a real news item, okay? From MLive.com, Bay County Circuit Judge Joseph K. Sheeran ruled Friday that even though Michigan law does not explicitly define sex...
You said Bay County, and I was sure we were talking about Florida. Generally, it's Florida when you're talking about weird, dumb news.
Doesn't explicitly define sex with a dead dog as a crime... Charges against a Saginaw man will stand. Sheeran set a trial date of May 8th for the trial when Ronald E. Kuch, 48, Kuch, K-U-C-H, Kuch, of Saginaw will face charges of sodomy, indecent exposure, and resisting and obstructing an animal control officer. This sounds really funny. If convicted of either of the first two charges, Kuch, K-U-C-H, give me a pronunciation on this, K-U-C-H, Kuch?
Kuch.
Kuch will then have a hearing on May 30th, at which Sheeran will determine whether Kuch is a sexually delinquent person. If so, the judge could sentence Kuch to prison for any amount of time, from one day to a year, on top of the sentence from the initial charges, which might carry up to 15 years in prison. Kuch's defense attorney, Catherine Fairman, argued that Michigan's statute on sodomy and bestiality is vague and doesn't outlaw sex with a dead dog. Kuch is accused of sexual contact with the carcass of his girlfriend's dog. He had a girlfriend? On October 20th, about a week after the animal had been hit. Ooh.
A week?
Ew.
Oh, my God. There's got to be some kind of maggots at that point.
This guy is just messed up.
A week after the animal had been hit by a car, the alleged crime occurred near a daycare center.
I got to keep this thing around.
The teacher was leading an animal control officer to the dead dog so he could dispose of it when the pair discovered Kuch, who allegedly scuffled with the officer before fleeing into the woods. So, he was caught in the act.
Oh, my God.
Fearman asked Sheeran to overrule the district judge, who found probable cause that a crime had been committed and that Kuch was the perpetrator, but Sheeran said Fearman's interpretation of the sodomy law, which outlaws crimes against nature and bestiality as well, was off base. He said she, quote, attempts to use textualization to read the meaning out of the statute and argue that morality has no place in the law. Fairman had said in previous written and oral arguments that a dead dog is not an animal and therefore cannot be violated against its will. I mean, after all, how could a dead dog have a will? It doesn't exist anymore. It's a carcass.
Oh, my God.
Sheeran said the purpose of the sodomy law is not to protect a specific victim necessarily, but, quote, to protect people from debasing and dehumanizing themselves. Such laws also protect
society. I think that guy did that pretty successfully.
Oh, well, he wasn't protected from it. He did it.
No, yeah, he's debased and dehumanized
himself. So the law didn't work in that particular case. Such laws also protect society, says the judge, and, quote, prevents people from acting like animals themselves. No, sir, the law didn't prevent any of that. Sheeran also upheld all the law's going to do is result in us putting a dog effer in jail for 15 years.
It seems they've definitely caught all the rapists, murderers, and violent criminals out there.
I don't know how you do this, but you managed to get me to advocate the most disgusting things.
What do you mean?
Well,
I think it should be legal, right?
I think it should be legal.
Yeah, well, I don't think it should be legal necessarily.
I'm not advocating it either.
I don't think he should be brought up on sodomy charges, but I do think that in the world of government that we have today, the indecent exposure charge probably should stick.
He should have brought the dog home.
Yes, exactly. Should have brought the carcass home, then he could have had his fun, he wouldn't have gotten caught, and this wouldn't be a case. Sheeran also upheld the indecent exposure charge. He said it was irrelevant whether the patch of woods where the alleged crime was committed was public or private property. He says there was substantial risk that someone might be offended. If he didn't want to be observed, why did he commit it during the day near a daycare center, Sheeran said, saying that Kuch didn't commit the act accidentally or inadvertently. Yeah, I don't think you could ever commit an act like that on accident. Whoops! Yeah.
How awful.
Do you think that this guy should be charged with sodomy? Should having sex with a dead dog or any dead animal be illegal? 1-800-259-9231. I say no. As disgusting, as despicable as it might be, as weird as it is, it should be fully legal, so long as done in the privacy of your own home. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. That does include the updates. You get signed up and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com, the place to go. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. org. Well, if the dog story wasn't enough for you, talking about the question of whether or not it should be illegal to have sex with a dead dog, and I still want to hear from you on that at 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from someone that thinks it should be illegal. I mean, in the case that we're talking about here, this sicko who apparently had a girlfriend at the time, the dog got hit by a car, was laying on the side of the road for what apparently was a week. I don't really understand. I mean, nobody apparently drugged the dog inside or buried the dog. The dog was just sort of allowed to be in, I guess it's Michigan and it's cold out.
Pretty cold.
It probably was fairly well preserved. But the guy apparently dragged the dog into the woods and started having sexual activity with it.
It is a strange story.
Near a daycare center. And so apparently the daycare operator saw something going on, went out there and caught the guy in heat, if you will. And I think that while it's definitely an indecent exposure charge, there shouldn't be any sort of sodomy charge involved. The dog is dead. He didn't kill the dog. A car killed the dog. And so if you think that he should be charged with sodomy, I'd like to hear from you. Also, on the way, more animal stories. This time, rats. And it's not sexual. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to John in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hi. How you doing, fellas?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, several people on the web forum just requested that I call in and change the subject. They're a little disgusted. But the question I really have is, how much would it cost me per month in amplifier dollars to have you ban a person from your web forum? Particularly the gentleman who outed Mark as a criminal.
Balapuran is
that's the gentleman.
The forum. I don't understand. We've gotten so many complaints about him recently. I don't understand why people just don't ignore him. There's an ignore button on every single person's name on the forum, and if more people would just ignore the guy, he wouldn't have anyone to talk to anymore. Why don't people try that?
You know, he has a tendency to start threads with particular users' names in them with death threats in them, right in the title of the thread. Can't really avoid
threats?
That.
There are death threats going out.
Absolutely, he said that he would pay money to see me killed on a webcam. As a matter of fact.
All right. Well, that's a little more serious, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. So, you know, I would be willing to pay cash money monthly to be rid of that guy. I would hire you guys as my DRO.
I don't know. Death threats. You don't really think he's serious.
Well, you don't
it doesn't
have to
really
think
matter.
You don't have to. It doesn't matter whether somebody's serious or not. If you're making a threat, you're making a threat.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's not my job to arbitrate whether some fat loser in Sarasota, Florida is legitimately threatening me or whether he's you know, just being a fat loser.
Wow, I didn't realize that was going on. I didn't really think it was all that serious. I just thought he was just screwing around.
If you actually search for my name, John Shaw, on there, you'll find that he's created several threads that he'd pay to see a webcam with me, you know, the John Shaw death cam, all kinds of great stuff there.
Well, I mean, but if there's death threats going on, I don't think you need to be paying us to get rid of him. I mean, the Free Talk Live bulletin board system has about 1,500 people participating. Most of them are fairly well-behaved. And about 200,000 posts, and the whole point.
So really, what this guy wants is to be banned.
Well, the whole point behind the bulletin board system is to be a relatively unmoderated forum. I think in the history of the BBS, we might have banned two people, and that was the same spammer essentially, just posting porn spam all over the BBS. Not that there's an objection to porn. There are legitimate threads about pornography on the forum, but spamming is not allowed. There are certain things that we won't allow, and I think we shouldn't be allowing death threats.
Well, that's cool. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. I'll let you get back to it.
Yeah, thank you, John. 1-800-259-9231.
If death threats are threats of violence, period.
Yeah, I guess that should.
And if you're paying somebody for a violent act, you're doing it. As far as I'm concerned,
I guess we should go ahead and get rid of him at this point.
I guess. I mean, it seemed I didn't want to do such a thing.
Should we warn him first?
No. Look, okay. Do you warn somebody after they hit you in the mouth with something that
this isn't an actual.
I'm sorry, offering money to anyone, you know, making a blanket offer of money for violence against somebody is a violent act. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get around to it. If not, if one of our moderators are listening and they want to take care of it, then as far as I'm concerned, it can be done at this point. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chuck in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Chuck.
Hey. I was just wondering, what's your opinion on the perfect libertarian society about animal rights? Should there be any, in terms of just related to the same subject?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and I think we should go around the room here. As far as I'm concerned, animals don't have rights because they don't have any responsibility. They don't respect the rights of others, and so they don't have them. I think that doesn't mean they shouldn't be protected. I like dogs, and I like certain animals, and I take very good care of any animals that are under my care. But if somebody wants to be a sicko and abuse their animals, then I think they should be ostracized, not necessarily thrown in jail. Toby, did you have any thoughts on that?
Well, personally, I think that animals are property. We do own animals, but I don't know. It just seems wrong for me to... I don't know. It's a subject that I'm torn on because...
emotional.
It is, and I feel like there should be kind of a law against torturing your animal, but then at the same time, that's not the perfect principled statement.
Well, here's the question. Should we incarcerate somebody who has tortured an animal? Or even in this case, a corpse of an animal?
What do you think, Chuck? Should we?
I mean, I think it gets to the point where, I mean, what do we do to, some of our fur farms and animals like that? Is it dogs that we just like them more because they're cute and cuddly?
Yeah, they've got those cuddly little eyes, exactly. Snakes, you can apparently kill those, no problem. Yeah, there's definitely double standards when it comes to which animals should and shouldn't be protected. Chuck, any other thoughts?
Yeah, and I was just curious about your opinions. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Thank you. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. It's an emotional issue. People are going to get very upset about it. But, the fact is that I like where Chuck was going with the slaughterhouses, essentially. I mean, if we're going to have so-called animal rights, then wouldn't it a right to life be one of the first ones that they would have? I mean, if animal rights are anything similar to the rights that humans allegedly have, and again, I'm not even sure that it can be proven that humans have rights, but presuming they do, are we going to give animals the right to life and thereby not ever kill another animal ever again? Well, what's that going to lead the world to? I mean, we get so many wonderful products and services as a result of being able to utilize the animal resources that we have in this world. That would all dry up and go away.
Right. It's the slippery slope concept. If you ban the horrible sexual torture of a Bengal tiger, then what about cows that are slaughtered for hamburger?
It's true, and I really don't think that there's much of a problem with this anyways. Most people who want to torture animals are going to do so whether the law is there or not.
And I think social ostracism can be pretty powerful. In fact, I don't think we talked about this on the air, Mark, but we saw an interesting example of social ostracism over the weekend on our way back from the Liberty Forum. And I'll bring that up here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Animal abuse, your thoughts on that, or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. And that does include live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both waiting for you, both for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, we were talking about animal rights. We'll get back into that. We've got to go to the phones first. Also give you the example of ostracism that I promised. But first to Eric in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Really quick, I want to go back to the dog story.
Yes.
I know some of you users don't like it, so I'll be quick. Personally, I think that there shouldn't be any, the law shouldn't distinguish between dead animals and live animals, because to me that's unnecessary legislation. So I think if it's illegal to do that sort of thing with a live animal, I think a dead animal should kind of be treated the same, but I think the law should be done away with altogether.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
I see what you're saying, that you want to, that you would do away with the law entirely, but I don't see why the law should make a distinction. I mean, in one case, you're torturing a living thing, and in another case, you're not.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's kind of unnecessary legislation to have a law for live animals and then a separate law saying you can't do these things to a dead animal, too. I mean, why not just combine them and say you can't have sex with animals altogether?
Or well, there is no law. The law isn't actually an animal sex law. The law is a sodomy law.
Oh, okay.
So it has more to do with that than anything else.
Okay. Well, so. And I think those should be done away with, too. So
there you go. I agree with you. So what else is on your mind? Anything?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to you guys about labor rights.
Okay.
This is kind of, I've called in a few times, and this is another topic that came from a legal history class I'm taking. Namely, we were talking about the Gilded Age, which was in the 1860s, and this is kind of like a libertarian's dream come true as far as the economy goes. basically the government stayed completely out of economy and let businesses do whatever they wanted.
Hmm.
And this is when you had, Rockefeller, Carnegie, all the big corporations, cutthroat pricing, that type of thing.
Okay.
But it led to kind of an interesting paradox, is that, well, not a paradox, but during this time, there was this thing called freedom of contract that a lot of courts were upholding. Basically, that you had the freedom to create a contract with anyone you wanted, as long as the two parties were consenting,
and
it could be anything.
Right.
Yeah. The problem you ran into, though, is you had a lot of very rich factory workers basically going to these poor people without jobs who were starving and saying, look, I'm going to pay you, you know, this tiny little amount,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, take it or I'm going to someone else. And there were so many workers during this time that you really didn't have a choice. You either took that job or, you know, you starve.
So it wasn't factory workers, it was factory owners.
The factory owners were, yeah, bringing forth the contract with the factory workers who they were trying to hire.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's it. It's sort of one of those things of the marketplace. When the when there's a bunch of supply of something, in this case labor, then the price of it's going to be low. And I was reading the account of Benjamin Franklin going through the Ireland, and he was looking at the people living there, and they were essentially living in mud huts in Ireland in the late 1700s. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible thing, but my God, you know, I mean, that's kind of how, that's where we came from. I mean, at one point we used to...
Right, the wealth wasn't there back then.
Walking on two legs was tough for us, and we'd use our hands and our opposable thumb to pick up a stick and break open the head of a carcass and eat the brains out of it.
I mean, have been a reason these people took these jobs. It must have been better, as lousy as they were, it must have been better than their current circumstances. And so in which case, that meant it was an increase in wealth.
Well, okay. I just want to know, do you guys support things like minimum wage laws that are there for the protection of people who really can't negotiate with these people because there's so much labor?
Whoa. That's not why minimum wage laws are in existence.
Minimum wage laws don't work to protect the lower paid worker. They work to hurt the lower paid worker in most cases.
Yeah, whenever minimum wage gets raised, lower wage workers end up losing their jobs. Minimum wage laws are out there to protect essentially... they really exist to make politicians look good. I mean, that's pretty much all they exist for, essentially to allow politicians to pander to voters to say, hey, you should vote for me because I'm going to raise the minimum wage because I care about people, when in fact, if you care about people, you would support abolishing the minimum wage.
Well, I mean, again, this is today, is now they exist so that, you know, for that reason. Originally, though, and this is minimum wage laws, kind of came from this time in the 1860s, where finally, at the end of this, the court said, look, we've got all these poor people, we've got tons of new immigrants coming in, these people are starving, and they really can't negotiate their wages with these corporations, because
Why?
The corporations are just going to go find someone else who's willing to work.
Well, they're going to find someone else who's willing to negotiate.
Look,
I don't see what the problem is.
Those corporations didn't put those people on boats and bring them over here. I mean, those corporations are not in any way responsible for those people and why they're here or them starving or them drawing their next breath.
The problem is the corporations are responsible for making these lowball offers. I mean, okay, let's say that there were, you know, let's take a situation now. We've got tons of illegal immigrants coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You go to apply for Walmart. They say, look, let's get rid of minimum wage laws for a second. We'll pay you $2.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, no, I'm not going to work for $2. I'm going to go try and find a job somewhere else. Well, you know, the next day they hire, you know, an illegal immigrant who just got here and is looking for any type of pay.
Competition.
God bless them. You know what they just got? They got a guy who can't speak English and is not going to he doesn't have a car and therefore has to walk to work. He's likely to get sick being out in the cold on that way to work. I mean, you know, Walmart just got a lesser employee by paying less.
And do we need to point out that Walmart pays higher than the minimum wage?
No, we don't need to do that. But he just picked a business, and he just picked.
Yeah, that was an example.
Can you tell that Eric's in a college class?
I think that is clear. That if already the employees at Walmart, you don't get the best service there. If they further that by getting people who aren't going to speak English and going to make it harder for the shopper, they're going to lose business.
People
and they know
go
that.
Away. They're going to go somewhere else.
That's right. They're going to go over to Target where I can ask for something.
In all likelihood, Eric, which you're not going to see retail jobs go to illegal immigrants, which you're you're going to see is you're going to see probably towns or section of towns that are going to be manufacturing hubs, and those manufacturing places are going to pay lower than what we consider a living wage or minimum wage or whatever. And America's if we get rid of the minimum wage, America's going to have some people in it that don't live in the best conditions in the world. But currently, our minimum wage laws are putting people out of work.
Now, I want to shift away back to what you're talking about. Was it the 1800s?
About the 1860s and then onwards about to 1910.
And you made the claim that it was a relatively unregulated marketplace and that people had the ability to contract. And I'm not doubting that people had the ability to contract, but I really question whether or not it was an unregulated marketplace. For instance, malfeasance and political favors have existed since the dawn of politics. And it would really shock me to find out that you could go and just open up a storefront without having some regulatory group, whether it just be the government, is what they were calling themselves at the time, coming there demanding some sort of form of payment, a bribe, essentially, to allow you to open your own business. So, for instance, if you were to move into an area and to discover that all of the companies in the area that were offering jobs were offering them at dramatically low rates and you thought you could do a better job, you should be free to open up your own business and pay people more. Then you'll get the best employees and you'll increase competition. But typically, the existing businesses want to work together with government to prevent new businesses from opening up, to prevent that new competition. And I find it hard to believe that that wasn't going on. That sort of corruption, that sort of political game playing, those power plays weren't going on back then.
No, I mean, it was going on. But what I was saying was that compared to the times before that, and compared to the times especially after that, like today, era in time, the Gilded Age, the main philosophy guiding government intervention in the marketplace was that it shouldn't be there. And yes, it was still there, but it was a lot less so than today.
I agree with that. That much is true, but I wouldn't necessarily count it out entirely. And again, if it wasn't there, then you'd be free to open up your own business and compete. And that's the way it should be today. If you don't think people are getting paid enough, start your own business and pay them more. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, raise life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightness with today's Car Clinic Minute. Funny things, knock-knock jokes, Bill Cosby, vaudeville, and Ally McBeal. But car noises, which can point to serious problems, are no laughing matter. When I come back, I'll give you the punchline.
I'm Bobby Lightness, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Why'd the chicken walk across the road? Because his car died after making a funny noise, like these. Click. Tapping, like a ballpoint pen. Clunk. Heavy metal-to-metal sound, like hammers on steel. Grind. Abrasive noise, like sandpaper. Groan. Low-pitched hum, like when you see your credit card bill. And growl. Guttural sound, like an angry dog. If you hear these noises, don't laugh them off. Tell them to your technician, or the joke may be on you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you will love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the bulletin board system. As we mentioned earlier this hour, lots of people participating over there, lots of interesting things to talk about, all totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066.
So we just got off the phone with Eric, and I know I still have to talk about the ostracism thing, but I don't think we're really quite done with his topic. Again, he just got apparently fresh out of his college history course, business history or something like that it was. I don't remember the exact name of it. But they're, of course, inculcating him with the idea that businessmen are evil, and if it weren't for the government, then we'd all be making pennies today.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely absurd. In fact, we're going to go to the phones on this one because Alexander's on the line with some comments on this issue. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Florida. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's up?
Yeah, I remember hearing these little tales since my high school years, and the idea that the late 1800s were some kind of laissez-faire paradise, and that because of that, laborers had horrible conditions and horrible pay. And for the most part, a lot of people believe this, especially during the beginning of the 1900s. But for the most part, now historians, especially economic historians, have come to realize that that's really not the case. And in fact, in the late 1800s, the conditions, their standard of living of individuals in the rural areas was horrible. I mean, people were starving, and there was real low food there. And what happened was the capitalists decided to, you know, go through this industrial revolution, increase capital. And what happened was it increased the wages of individuals moving into the cities. So people decided to move into the cities because of the higher wages. In reality, it saved a lot of the families that were dying of starvation or, you know, decreasing the standard of living. And in fact, a lot of these stories that people were in worse conditions because they were moving into the cities or moving into the factories or basically have been debunked, if not should be debunked.
As I pointed out last segment, it's obviously a move up for them because you're starving in rural areas. You move into the city, you can get access to food, net increase in wealth.
Right. Right. That's completely true. And, I mean, you hear some of the historians from back in the day saying, you know, how horrible it was that the high wages were driving the workers out of the rural areas. And I don't see how that's
driving them out.
Yeah,
it's a voluntary choice.
And not even that. It's just it's a great thing that there's higher wages. It means they can purchase more and they have a better standard of living. And it really, a lot of these tales really comes from the socialists of the late 1800s.
Sure.
That were really pushing, for instance, what was his name, Upton Sinclair?
Right, the Jungle.
Right, and Jungle was a horrible portrayal and just complete, you know, it was a flat-out lie of how 99% of the market was working at the time. And it was just, it was basically scare tactics to make people think that the market was working against them or against mm-hmm. their interests and moving people towards a socialist cause.
And, of course, they did a great job of it. The government using extreme examples and playing like this is happening everywhere, using those as excuses to pass laws and regulate business activity, all in the so-called name of the worker, when, in fact, the worker ends up being the one getting screwed in the long run.
And clearly they still are, based on the last caller's government class I've taken. Not
sure.
Government, college class. I'm in college right now, and I've gone through the same mantra, the same stuff over and over again.
And people also, and the college teachers in this in these cases, they play off of kids' ignorance about inflation as well, because they'll say, oh, these horrible corporations were only paying people a few cents an hour.
Right.
Back in the 1800s!
Yeah. A few cents
a
lot
an hour
of money.
Was something back then. You could have bought a big old meal for a handful of cents back then.
You know, and to some extent, the minimum wage drives inflation because, you know, if you make businesses and retail establishments pay more to manufacture and sell
items. No, it doesn't really drive inflation. Only the increase in the money supply can. What inflation is.
Well, help me out with this, Alexander, then.
It raises prices. Increasing the minimum wage can raise prices.
The minimum wage can raise prices the idea is that minimum wage doesn't raise prices for specific goods, but the idea is that an inflation of the prices in general could only happen if you have an inflation of the money supply, an increase in the money supply, because the idea is if you have to allocate more money towards paying for services like labor, that means you have to decrease your demand for other goods, therefore decreasing the prices of other things. So if there's a rise in the price of something that you have to pay for your production process, you have to, therefore, decrease demand for other goods in your production process, therefore decreasing the price of other goods.
So it artificially, essentially what you're saying is it artificially manipulates the marketplace.
It's an artificial manipulation of prices, but it doesn't mean that the entire body of prices are going to move upwards. That's completely false. The entire body of prices only moves upwards if you increase the supply of money.
There you go. Alexander, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. The PAC at 8.net toll-free line. So what a surprise. The history classes in government-influenced colleges, which 99% of them are, run by socialists, are telling lies about capitalism. Not a shock.
That's how I grew up thinking.
Yep. And it's just not the case. If we leave it to the marketplace to decide, then wages will settle where they're supposed to be. If you don't think you're getting paid enough, then go work somewhere else. And if you can't find a job that pays you what you think you're worth, then go ahead and create your own business.
Then you're not worth what you think you are.
That's true. It's the truth. 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to think I'm worth $200 an hour, but nobody's going to pay me that kind of money.
Right. You know, Honda could decide that their cars are the best cars on the road, and therefore the Accords, instead of selling for $25,000, should really sell for $75,000 like a high-end BMW does.
Good luck selling one of those.
Well, people aren't going to pay it.
Right, of course
not. But wait! We have the best cars on the road! Our cars are worth more!
That's because prices are set by buyers and sellers.
Right.
1-800-259-9231, the PAC at 8.net toll-free line. All right, so I mentioned that we're going to talk about an instance of real social ostracism that we saw in action over the weekend. We are on our way home from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum on Sunday, and driving along Route 9 here in New Hampshire, you pass a few little towns. I don't really think there's anything besides little towns between here and Concord. And so we were hungry. I wanted to stop and find something to eat, so we pulled off into this little town called Hillsboro, and there's not much in Hillsboro. There's a main street. It's not much of a main street, but there's a couple places to
cue eat. The banjos. I mean,
this place has gotten a little bit smaller. Route 9 used to go right through that town, but they just recently bypassed it.
I don't think there are banjos in up north.
Is that a northern thing? That is a southern thing.
I think that there's banjos everywhere in America.
Well, anyway, we went into this little gas station where there it was supposed to be a pizza place, but they didn't have pizza anymore.
Right, there was a sign from 1970 showing pizza.
Yeah.
Well, they hadn't had pizza in a long time.
There were multiple signs advertising pizza. Anyway, we got some grinders, which are also sub sandwiches. That's kind of what they call them up here. And we sat down, and we were looking. But as they were making the grinders, we were looking around the gas station. And just one kind of funny note, this gas station was, like, stuck in 1993. Seriously, they had a video rental section with nothing but VHS tapes.
Sun-bleached VHS tapes.
Sun-faded from, and nothing was later than 1993, like Judgment Night.
Lorenzo's Oil.
It was just amazing.
It was awful.
But then we got up to the counter. I looked over, as I was waiting to pay, I looked over to my left, and there's this little cork board with checks. The checks were stamped NSF, non-sufficient funds. Other things were stamped on the checks. Essentially, refused checks that people had written, and they bounced back. And, of course, the store had to pay a insufficient funds fee on all of these things. So, essentially, the cork board says, do you know these people? And there were the checks with the names and addresses of the people who had written these bad checks.
These NSF?
These scumbags, these lowlifes that were essentially engaging in check fraud.
Well, anyone could have made a mistake and written one
check. These guys weren't mistakes. There were 6 to 8 checks from some of these people up there.
There were six checks from, I believe, Ms. Waters and Mr. Richards. If I don't have the names correct, I may be wrong. I didn't take a picture of them so that I'd remember. But, those people, they're the bad ones.
Yep.
And everybody's going to make that same assumption. You have one check up there and somebody might say, hey, you know, you got to check it what was the name of the place?
Najib's. Yeah.
And then, you know, you can go in and take care of the check. I've had NSF checks, but to leave somebody hanging is a terrible thing.
Right. These were people who had written, like, 6 checks in a week's period of time. That way they could get them all in before they could possibly clear from the bank, so they could buy a bunch of stuff and then leave town or whatever it was that they did. Not sure what happened to them, but there was a card from the local police department there, so in case you did know these people, you could call the cop. But I just thought it was a wonderful example of social ostracism. If I had known any of those people, would my opinion of them have dropped significantly?
And if you're a business owner in another part of town, you're not going to take a check from them.
Yep, exactly right. 800-259-9231 is the pack at 8.net. Toll free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. Rats coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.